RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Gee, it's going to be a busy day for Leon and Troy Corson's at Caulfield on Saturday. They'll have to take the big truck out there. They've got a number of runners, and Troy joins us this morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, Michael. Thank you.
Before I talk about Saturday, gee, you must have been happy with the runner, the run of Woomph last Saturday behind what looks a potential superstar. And you did give us the heads up on that horse when I had you in here for Racing's open mic with your dad.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't go to plan at Pakenham. You think he would have been special in a maiden at Pakenham, but he just didn't have
synthetic
that day. I know, so the punters probably listened to Dad, got on him at Pakenham, and then bypassed him at Flemington, and he popped up at 70-1 and running second.
So what's the plan with him?
He's going to run in the final. We really thought about tipping him out, but he's really bounced through that run, so he'll take his spot in the final next week. I think we'd need McAvoy's to have an off day to beat it, but he's really come on our horse, so
yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it was certainly impressive. Well, it could be a day of value for you out there. You've got a number of runners, a few are at big odds, but you never know what might happen out there. I Heart Poppy, is she going to go around in there first, or race number two?
Yeah, she'll run. No, she's going to run. She's, I think she's quite a good chance to run a decent race, Michael. She was very good when she won, and then had no luck at Sandown. And then last start, just didn't handle that synthetic since it's got churned up that little bit. And I think back on the turf over the 2000 is going to be right up her alley.
I know you've been one of the first trainers that came out about the synthetic with the kickback. And we heard that the issues last week and so forth. Does it now make you question when you're going to go to a synthetic meeting when you've got a runner there? Because sometimes you just don't know how they're going to get through it.
I think more so the fact that you look at the horses that have run on it, and then we've gone back to the turf and they've run so much better. I think that's sort of a fair indication of what was happening. So, look, I'm sure they'll get it right, and I think it's a really necessary part of Victorian racing. And I've got to say, I love it and support it all the time. But we can't afford to be going to the races and having that sort of go wrong.
No, absolutely. Well, race number five, you've got two chances. Swiss Kiss is an interesting runner. Just a forgive last start, caught wide.
Yeah, definitely. And she's had a few mucus issues, which is pretty normal this time of the year. So we've cleaned those up. We had to scratch her last week again because of it. But she's clear this week. We'll give her a final scope on Friday, tomorrow, and then make sure she's right to take her place on Saturday. But she's really well, Michael. She's bursting at the seams to get her out and getting running. So we're looking forward to Saturday with her.
And you're going to run Pantheress as well?
Oh, she's actually just trotted up this morning and she's sore in her front, so she will be scratched in the next hour or so.
Okay, race number six is a pretty smart race for this time of year. You've got Sir Franco, who's got nice, consistent form, but will have to step up on Saturday.
Yeah, he's a new horse to the stable. He hasn't been with us for very long at all. I think he's drawn really awkwardly, Michael, and he is bred to stay, so I think it's a really good opportunity to settle back on him and then just let him finish off and see if he can hit the line. It is a top-class field for this time of year, though, isn't it?
Mm. Has he shown you much since the time you've had him?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. I think he's going to be a lovely four-year-old, and I think he's going to be really good once he gets over 2,000 metres probably later in the year.
Del Prado's a horse that bobs up now and then. He doesn't win very often, but heading back to Caulfield on Saturday, what are you expecting?
Look, he's been, if you watch his last two runs, which I'm sure a lot of people have, his last two runs have been excellent, and we were a bit short on trials going into his two runs, so he's probably primed for this on Saturday. I see him from about 18s to 15s already. I think that money.
You had a bet?
Quite right. No, I haven't. I don't bet much. But just barrier 11. I think he's ready to win, but the 11 just worries me that little bit. But if he doesn't win this start, get on him next start.
Yeah, all right. There we go. There's a good tip for the punters. Del Prado. Watch closely on Saturday and follow again. Interesting runner, Mr. Gustavo. First up, he was, I suppose, pretty ordinary at Swan Hill, but it was probably an unsuitable distance. What can you tell us about this galloper?
Yeah, he's at the 1,200 again. He's only beaten four lengths at Swan Hill, and he was well out of his grade. He's a new horse to the stable as well, so still learning about him, and we've been doing quite a lot of work with him. I think you'll see the best of him once he gets out over a mile. Probably not next start, but the start after.
Okay. And then Zabrins. Well, is that another forgive job last start? He's been so consistent prior to that. And he comes back to Caulfield where he performs really well.
Yeah, he loves it at Caulfield. Just a little question mark of how close is he to the end of his prep, and also the 1800 is a little question mark as well. So he's sort of, he's hard to get punters excited about, but deserves his spot there, that's for sure.
Why have you decided to jump to the 18?
Oh, I just want to, it's always, we've always, the owner's very keen to see if we can get out over a little bit of in ground, and it's just sort of it's sort of a nice, suitable race for him.
Who do you think's your best, Troy? You got some value on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'd probably go between I Heart Poppy and Del Prado.
Okay, there we go. Good luck on Saturday, Troy.
Thanks, Michael.